presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
September 30th, 11:13 America, New York, UK borrowers react to soaring interest rates in mortgage market. The financial turmoil in Britain has led to soaring interest rates, prompting many lenders to withdraw products and stoking worry among homeowners about rising costs. Letitia Ann and Masiej Shostek in their rented home in Lawton, England.
New York Times Business.
September 30th, 10:30 America, New York, Wall Street ends an ugly quarter with a whimper. The S&P 500 on course for its third straight weekly fall and its third straight quarterly slump, the kinds of losses investors have not faced since 2009.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 30th, 10:02 America, New York. Elon Musk set to unveil Tesla's humanoid robot Optimus. The prototype, which the CEO aims to show off at a company's AI event Friday, is part of his effort to shape public perception of the company as more than just a car maker.
Global economy.
September 30th, 9:27 America, New York, Fed, attentive to spillovers from global rate rises, Vice Chair says. U.S. Central Bank is monitoring financial stability but is committed to increasing rates in inflation fight.
Daily FX Market News.
September 30th, 9:20 America, New York, Fed's favorite inflation gauge rises to 4.9%, reinforcing the U.S. dollar advance. August U.S. core PCE rises 4.9% YOY, topping expectations calling for an advance to 4.7%, a sign that price pressures are struggling to moderate despite tighter financial conditions.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 30th, 9 o'clock America, New York, does Apple's crash detection work? We totaled some cars to find out. The new iPhone 14 and Apple Watch models promise to detect severe car crashes. According to our tests, speed and impact are only part of the story.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 30th, 9 o'clock America, New York, Fed's Brainard warns on inflation, financial stability risks. Fed Vice Chairwoman Lael Brainard warned of the risks that additional inflationary shocks could lead the central bank to raise interest rates to higher levels. New York Times Business.
September 30th, 9 o'clock America, New York, consumers kept spending in August amid rising earnings. Americans earned more and spent more in August, the latest sign that the economic recovery remains on track despite rising interest rates, Herald Square in Manhattan last month.
Daily FX Market News.
September 30th, 8:30 America, New York, 3 Trading Exit Strategies, How to Exit a Profitable Trade. Explore 3 trading exit strategies that traders should consider when looking to get out of a trade.
Daily FX Market News.
September 30th, 7:29 America, New York, South African Rand Forecast, ZAR Seeks Directional Bias Ahead of U.S. Core PCE. USD, ZAR has been hovering in and around the R18 dollar level this week and looks for guidance as we look to close out the trading week.
BBC News Business.
September 30th, 5:59 America, New York, EU agrees windfall tax on energy firms. The EU has agreed to implement levies on energy firms which are benefiting from soaring gas prices.
Global economy.
September 30th, 5:43 America, New York, Eurozone inflation hits record 10% as energy prices continue to soar. September's double-digit figure bolsters calls for ECB to continue aggressive rate rises.
Global economy. September 30th, 4:08 America, New York, Japan grants Micron $320 million in deepening U.S. chip alliance. Washington and Tokyo are working to diversify semiconductor production away from China.
BBC News Business.
September 30th, 3:15 America, New York, new growth figures suggest UK not in recession. Output grew in the second quarter of this year, data shows, despite an initial reading saying it had shrunk. Marginal revolution.
September 30th, 1:51 America, New York, will Putin use nuclear weapons? I think Kremlin may view nuclear strike on Ukraine, with an American retaliatory strike, as a rational move. It may not make much sense in the context of foreign policy, but it does in the context of domestic policy.
Marginal revolution.
September 30th,
045 America, New York, Religious Festivals and Economic Development. The article subtitle is Evidence from the Timing of Mexican Saint Day Festivals, and the authors are Eduardo Montero and Dean Young. Here is the excerpt. Does variation in how religious festivals are celebrated have economic consequences? We study the economic impacts of the timing of Catholic patron saint day festivals in Mexico. BBC News Business.
September 29, 2335 America, New York. Nike feels squeeze from strong dollar and discounts. The sportswear giant's shares fell by more than 9% in after-hours trading in New York.